O God, who hast willed that thy word should take flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend fathers, dear seminarian and sisters, we had some Australian visitors here in November. They told me how, until recently, they only had Mass once a month. But now with Father Eldracher's arrival, they have their Sunday Mass. But in the meantime, and for years, they've been faithful listening to the webcast Mass, as do indeed Catholics throughout the whole world. How blessed are we that we could get up this morning and come to church to make Mass, despite the cold, the very first act of this new year. But the mother told me that the children were always mystified at the beginning of Mass because the priest would just suddenly come out from behind the altar, and they wondered, what's behind the altar? Why, the sacristy, of course. It's a room or a series of rooms where the vestments and the vessels, the other articles needed for Holy Mass, are stored, cleaned, and prepared, and where the clergy and the altar boys, the servers, vest for the Holy Sacrifice. Seemingly, it is a utilitarian room, but nothing is as it seems in church. Everything points to something else, and the sacristy has a sublime symbolism. It represents, this hidden room does, the hidden womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There, listen to those two words, they sound almost alike, room and womb, and you will perhaps be able to remember. I remember when I was a little boy, maybe 5 or 6, with a big imagination, being at Mass and wondering if the sacristy, the pre-sacristy was on this side. I wondered if that's where the souls in limbo went. And then on the outside of the sacristy, there was a square speaker. And being little, I couldn't see the priest at the pulpit speaking or at the altar. And I used to wonder if those were the voices of the souls from purgatory. But indeed, the sacristy has its own sublime and correct interpretation. Remember, as our Mass guide, St. Vincent Ferrer, the great Dominican, angel of the apocalypse, teaches us, we all of us have two great duties imposed by our Lord at the first Mass, the Last Supper. Do this in memory of me, he said. Father repeats those words as he genuflects before the elevation of the precious blood at every Mass. His death, yes, but the whole of his holy life, beginning with the incarnation when God came down to earth until Ascension Thursday when our Lord went back up to heaven, there are 30 principal works that the saint counts of Christ's life. And there are two commands laid upon us as we go to Mass. The priest must remember the life of Jesus Christ by devoutly celebrating Mass. Spare a prayer for the priest when you come in to Mass. And the laity, well, they have three duties they must perform. First, they must devoutly hear the Mass. And this is done two ways. Second, by attentively listening. I wish that every priest said Mass so clearly throughout all the church and all the world that you could hear what the Irish would call them blessed words, even though you might not understand them all. As Father read the Latin with its beautiful rhythm and poetry, just to hear the holy words themselves that are meant to be heard during the loud parts of the Mass. And you might be able to, and you will, remember and understand some of them, and that helps you in your meditation. And the third duty is just that, contemplation. Just to think and to let the truth of what is happening and what this symbolizes sink in to your soul. One or more of the 30 principal parts of the life, death, and resurrection of our Savior. It starts with the incarnation. The Son of God descends to earth and places himself in the hidden heart of Mary, clothes himself with our vestments, in other words, our humanity, over his divinity. And this is symbolized then before Mass starts when the priest, who is the other Christ, goes to the sacristy and gets vested. Now remember here your three duties to think about in a prayerful or holy way. Just as in the sacristy there are relics and precious metals and jewels and vestments, so too in the glorious sacristy, which is the virginal womb of the Mother of God, there are first of all relics, traces, evidence of what? The Trinity. First, the work of God. Second, the wisdom of God, his word taking flesh. And third, by the Holy Ghost working withal. In that spiritual sacristy, there are the jewels and the precious metals, the graces, I mean, the virtues with which God first covered Mary Immaculate. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, we sing on December 8th each year. And then next, the vestments with which at each Mass, another Good Friday, our Lord offers his sacred humanity, his body and his blood on the altar of the cross. Today we remember the first little drops of blood which were shed on the eighth day, the circumcision. Second consideration. Consider that when the priest is vested in the sacristy, you don't see him. It was mysterious to the little Australian children. But you expect him shortly, even if Father should be delayed in starting the Mass. So too with the Jews. While Jesus Christ vested himself in the virginal womb of Mary, none of the Jews saw him or knew him. Remember that at Epiphany, when the three kings went to Herod's court at Jerusalem, even the priests had forgotten the prophecies. They had to look it up to find that it was at Bethlehem that he would be born. That is the same in the case of the present-day Jews. They have forgotten all of the prophecies. But those few who did keep the Old Testament faith, they believed that he, the Messiah, would come, and they patiently waited for him. Born of a virgin, prophesied, and all of the promises of old. So then, what happens in that secret room behind the altar? Well, Father goes there, and unless he has said his prayers already in the church, he will say certain prayers, certain recommended prayers. But these prayers must be said by the bishop when he says what we could call the complete Mass or the pontifical. So the first thing the bishop does is he sits down and he gets special shoes put on him, special leggings and special shoes. And while that's being done by a server, the bishop prays five psalms, the psalms of the preparation, each one carefully chosen for some beautiful sentiment, or more than one really, to prepare for Mass. It's a sad thing, I think, that we Catholics never pray the Psalms. Maybe just a snippet or two in the Missal, I mean. But the Psalter was the prayer book of Jesus and of Mary. You have it in the Divine Office, so if you were to come to the Vespers sometimes, or pray the Little Office of Our Lady, or even something from the Divine Office, some of the hours, different times of prayer, you can get that on the internet in a translation. And that's a good way to pray the Psalms. But having prayed the Psalms, the celebrant then recites seven, not anything less, but seven collects to God the Holy Ghost, for this is his work. And then he washes his hands in the sink in the sacristy. There's a lot of hand washing about the Mass for practical purposes. Out of respect, your hands must be clean. And for symbolical, most of all, how the soul should be bright. So the priest prays, "Give strength to my hands, O Lord. May every stain be wiped away, and I be able to serve thee without defilement of body and of soul." Then Father gets vested. He's wearing already his cassock, the long robe with the buttons, and over that he puts the six vestments that we've studied this Advent: the amice, the alb, the cincture, the maniple, the stole, and the chasuble. And this should make us think of Jesus Christ vested in the womb of Mary, who is called the sacristy. Vested with what? Clothed with the seven, remember seven, the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, prophesied by Isaiah. The bishop publicly calls them upon those whom he will confirm in church. But privately, and as it were in secret, first of all, was Isaiah's prophecy fulfilled at the incarnation. This is the meaning, then, of what happens before Mass even starts, secretly, in the sacristy. See the division of labor. Do your part. Be faithful to it. The priest, he must say Mass devoutly. Help him. And you must hear Mass and contemplate prayerfully. The Spanish don't say Mass. They wouldn't say Father says Mass. They say rezar la misa. Father prays the Mass. Let us do that together. Let us pray the Mass. It starts before Mass in a quiet, hidden way, the incarnation. But you too, without ever leaving your pew, resolve to go into the sacristy before every Mass, that is, into the hidden heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And you'll do your job, and you'll do it well. Leave yourself enough time to accomplish it. Maybe this could be our first New Year's resolution. Could you do any better? Will you be doing anything more important than that this year? O God, who hast willed that thy word should take flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, grant that we who believe her truly Mother of God may be helped by her intercession with thee. Amen. A blessed Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.